Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Triple M Breakfast.
11 past 8 on the Grill Team with Gus, MG and Matty Johns.
Footy show last night. Robbie Farah sat down with Phil Gould. We spoke to Gus yesterday. Gus went to Robbie's house. They spoke for 2 hours and they had to edit that down. And we decided this morning, let's really cut to the chase of some of this. Firstly, this is Robbie Farah addressing the rumours regarding the power he has at the club and the influence he had in getting Tim Sheens and Benji Marshall sacked.
See, like, the scuttlebutt around rugby league, you know, there's rumours everywhere. When Tim Sheens got the sack, everyone said Robbie Farah was behind that. When Benji Marshall left the club, everyone said Robbie Farah was behind that. Did you get rid of Tim Sheens?
Oh, no.
Did you get rid of Benji Marshall?
No, not at all.
Are you agitating for the removal of Mick Potter?
God, no.
Interesting thing there is that they were the rumours for a long time about Tim Sheens. Now, in 2013, last year, on NRL 360, Paul Kent asked Tim Sheens, he said, do you know who was behind getting you removed from the club? Interestingly, Tim Sheens said on the show, and he was the one that really poured petrol on the fire, he said, well, boards don't get rid of coaches, players get rid of coaches. Mm-hmm. And that's where the speculation started. Now, the next one, here's the big thing, and I think this is the main thing to take out of the interview. This is Robbie Farah talking about the support or the lack of support he's been getting from Grant Mayer and management.
Do you feel as though you've had enough support from management or that management have completely explained the situation that the Tigers were the coach?
No, I don't. I haven't heard from our CEO since the Sunday night after the Dragons game. I spoke to him after the Gordon comments on Friday night, and I asked him to come out strongly on the Saturday to support the players because we were getting dragged into a situation.
You must have spoken to him this week because you didn't get to training and you've had a game in the meantime.
No. Haven't heard from him.
Going back last week, it was also reported that you had done an interview on the Saturday morning after the Gordon Tallis Friday night comments. And in that interview, which was going on the club website, you had actually praised Mick Potter and you had actually supported him. It's been well reported that that part of the interview didn't make its way onto the club website.
On the Friday night, I asked Grant to come out and support the players. I asked him to come out and say something to support us and leave us out of it. That didn't happen. On the Saturday morning, Mick called the leadership group in. Obviously, he was concerned with what was going on as well, as you know, as he had every right to be. He asked us if we had his support. He had our support, sorry. And we all assured him that that was the case, that he had our full support, the whole playing group. And then I had media straight afterwards. So I went out, conveyed that message to the media as well. But that the last bit where I come out to support Mick was edited from the Tigers website.
Were you told why?
No.
I suppose it wouldn't have looked good on the website if the captain was supporting the coach on the day that the board had intended getting rid of Mick Potter. Is that one explanation?
That's something you have to ask Grant Mayer and management.
There's no doubt Robbie believes Grant Mayer was attempting to make him the face and the central focus of why Mick Potter had to be sacked. Now, in turn, what we got out of last night is Robbie has put the ball back in Grant Mayer's court. Mm-hmm. He's turning the focus back on the CEO, Grant Mayer, and is painting a picture that Mayer is the man manoeuvring for Potter's removal. And there's no doubt this relationship between the club captain and the CEO is absolutely toxic.
Unattainable.
I think it's beyond repair, basically, and Grant Mayer will do very, very well to remain CEO at this club.
Mate, it's one of them things that 2 weeks ago you thought, okay, this will be news for a couple of days, but now it's 15 days later and it's still boiling. Back page of the Daily Telegraph today, when I think of the Tigers, I think of this man, Steve Blocker-Roach, and for him to come out publicly today and to be so damning in what he's saying about, he's saying, pull your head in, Robbie. He said, Wayne Pearce must run the club and he doesn't care if he gets the sack. That's putting your job on the line for the sake of your own club. Blocker-Roach is a passionate man. He's sick of it. If Blocker-Roach is sick of it and he's a Tiger legend, imagine the rest of us.
And he rang me 2 days ago, Blocker. He was driving along and he'd give me a ring. I said, hey, Block, what's going on, mate? And he just goes, mate, I'm just driving along the car. He said, I'm just ringing up through frustration. He said, I can't believe what's going on at this club. He said, I've got a group of blokes, young blokes at training. He said, they're so distracted. Oh, they don't know what's going on. They're asking questions. He said, mate, this season's going down the gurgler. He was almost in tears, Blocker.
Oh, he would be.
So, yeah, he's very strong in the paper today. And
what about the fans, though? I've got a couple of mates that are West Tigers fans. One in particular goes to most games.
What are they saying, Gussie?
Mate, they're just saying, we actually had a genuine chance of winning the eight. A couple of weeks ago, one of the best performances of the year against the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
They're on fire. Since then, we've had all this drama and they play like busted asses. You can't tell me that the fans aren't hurting. They've had a couple of rough years. They had a chance to win the eight. Everyone's talking about the next 3 years they're going to win a comp. Well, at the moment, you don't know what's going on with the joint.
I tell you what, the Tigers have got in the playing ranks, they've got a really rosy future. But I tell you what, they're playing Russian roulette with that future at the moment.